Come take my hand and see the world around you. The time is right, just let the light surround you. And step by step, you feel it coming alive. The feeling deep down inside, and you've got nothing to hide. To reach the top, you've gotta keep on moving. Don't let it stop, just gotta keep on moving. I know you're doing your best, you're stepping up from the rest. Just keep on passing the test.
Pleasant good evening to you, a pleasant good Tuesday evening to you, and welcome to another episode of Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone right here on TDN Radio. It is always a pleasure. I always look forward to spending this time with you every Tuesday from 5:30 Eastern Standard Time as we get powered up and energized for the week ahead and we remind ourselves of the important life goals that we have set out for ourselves. So this is your accountability reminder. All those goals you've had on the shelf for many, many years, it is time to pull them out, dust them off, and get working on them. So this is here where we come every Tuesday to remind ourselves of what is the next step I ought to be taking to accomplish that goal that I've had in mind for many, many years. So again, welcome to the program. This is where we get powered up and energized every week right here on TDN Radio. So we enjoy a great interview, we enjoy some great music, and we also have a tip of the week to keep us motivated and to keep us inspired. So I'm always happy to be here in your company. We like to get the program started off with a tip. We like to get the program started off with a note of gratitude. So what are you grateful for today? One of the important ways to stay motivated is to always remind ourselves of what we are grateful for each and every day. And I know many people have what is called a gratitude journal where they write every day what they are grateful for. So always remember to find something to be grateful for. I'm grateful that Sophia had a spring break last week, and so she had some downtime to be able to rest and relax because she's a very hardworking student. So we like to make sure she gets that rest and relaxation. So she had a wonderful time. She had a pool party with some of her closest friends. She also had a movie night with another friend who could not attend the pool party. So again, always find something to be grateful for. And I say it every week, if you cannot find anything to be grateful for, simply remember that you woke up this morning. So this is a great place to begin your gratitude. So as we continue with the program, let us enjoy this number from The Breaks, a wonderful song, one of my favorite all-time calypsos out of Dominica, The Breaks. We've put the brakes on them. Put the brakes on all the crime, all the hostility, all the ills that is going on in society. So we're calling on the powers that be to put a brakes on them. So let's enjoy this number, and then we will go straight into our pre-recorded interview, the second portion of the interview that I brought you last week on creating generational wealth. So we had the pleasure of having Mr. Felix Thomas Jr. and Mr. Christopher Mitchell, both Dominicans based in Canada. So we had the pleasure of having them join us recently to talk about the importance of generational wealth. So I want to bring you the second portion of that interview. So enjoy this number from The Breaks called Put the Breaks on Them. And then we will go straight into our interview. And as a matter of fact, just a reminder before we get started, we won't have a tip of the week because I thought this interview was so important that I thought we would share the entire final half of the program. So again, we won't have a tip of the week this week, but I will be sure to get back to our tip of the week next week. So let's get the program started. Enjoy this number from The Breaks, and then let us hear the second portion of our interview. Stay tuned.
Breaks again. Yes, sir. Just to serve on crime. Too many hooligans in we sweet country. Too many guns in the wrong hands.
Put a stop to them. Put the brakes on them.
Regardless who support which party, the success of this country depends on its stability. So if the police can solve the problem, we're putting the brakes on them. We're jamming the brakes on them. We can't take them things again. Tell them hooligans, you see, the government hire me to
put the brakes on them, jam the brakes on them.
I am playing politics, I'm just a legal mechanic.
Put the brakes on them, jam the brakes on them. Put the brakes on them, jam the brakes on them.
Pull out all their plots. It's war on crime and drugs. Either they bend or break.
On them, jam the brakes on them.
Show them no mercy. Do it for the country. Oh lad, brakes again. Now the whole country living in fear. We need someone to enforce the law. And the TV creates censor TV and movie. Do whatever it takes before they corrupt all our school children. We're putting the brakes on them. We're jamming the brakes on them. Treat this thing as a real problem. Tell government seriously, I want the job personally to
put the brakes on them, jam the brakes on them.
Dominicans overseas calling me and telling me to
put the brakes on them, jam the brakes on them, put the brakes on them, jam the brakes on them,
track their tails to school, teach them the golden rule, and if they're still playing rude, go into their hood and
put the brakes on them, jam the brakes on them,
show them no mercy, time to clean up the country. System, but crime is a manageable problem.
We just put a stop to them. Put the brakes on them.
Them politicians would be wise to note, we consider the crime rate anytime we come to vote. So if winning vote is a motivation, time to put a vote on them. Put the brakes on them. Election around the Bishop will bless you. Nobody go mess with you. Just
put the brakes on them, jam the brakes on them.
The region will respect you. The masses will expect you to
put the brakes on them, jam the brakes on them. Put the brakes on them, jam the brakes on them.
If they can fix, we'll fix them. If they can learn, we'll teach them. If they are good, we throw them. The country have too much problem.
Put the brakes on them, jam the brakes on them.
Show them no mercy. Do it for
seeker, do you need a passport, birth certificate, or you need relocation services? Then look no further. Cymex is here for you. All your document renewal, document retrieval, and relocation services. Convenient, professional, and stress-free. Contact Cymex today. Visit us at www.simexx.org. Again, www.simexx.org, or call or WhatsApp us at area code 767-316-7752. Again, 767-316-7752. Cymex is your one-stop shop for document renewal, document retrieval, and relocation services. Cymex, your homeland connection, bringing Dominica to you.
Thank you. So a pleasant good evening to everyone who's joining us on Facebook. We see David Joseph. We have a call coming in.
Yes. Good evening, caller. Please go ahead.
Yes. Good evening to you, Lambie. And good evening, Simone, and your guest online. It's been a while, Simone.
Obviously. Good evening. Nice to hear you.
Yes, yes, it's been a while. I absolutely love the conversation you guys are having today. It's extremely appropriate. Just a personal story. Over the weekend, I heard you talk about Monopoly. So my daughter came by and she's like, "Dad, you want to play Monopoly?" And I'm like, okay, let's go ahead and do it. And during the game, you know, we're playing and she's laughing at mom because mom just had a little bit of cash and you know, she's blocking everybody from buying houses. So while we're playing the game, I'm trying to teach her, hey, you know what? You got to try to get some property. And Sue said mom was able to get some property. And while she blocked everybody and we couldn't get any property, I had a whole bunch of cash. She had a whole bunch of cash. And in 10 minutes, because we had to pay rent to the property, to the owner of the homes when we land on her property, well, guess what happened? We lost the game. And it was fun. I made fun of her. I tried to teach her a lesson and say, in life, if you want to build wealth, it's not just about having cash on hand. Is converting that cash into something that makes money for you, like buying property. And gentlemen, when I heard you guys talking, Simone, I said I had to call in because you know we've been on your station, you know, just trying to have that education so our people can think differently as to what we were taught. And a lot of times people think wealth or generational wealth or getting rich is about, you know, earning a lot of money, but it's really building wealth. And I can earn $1,000 a month and build wealth, and somebody can earn $50,000 a month and still end up being poor. And that is because of what you do with that money, how you make that money. And I like the analogy the guy used of making these little dollars be soldiers, making more soldiers for you. And you know, through my experience and conversation with a lot of folks, especially minority groups, we are at a disadvantage because of our history, where we come from. We were not taught these things, and we are kind of playing catch up. So the topic tonight is really relevant. And while you were talking, something came to my mind. At the end of every investment is a commodity, is a service, is an item, is a good. That is why it's so critical to have production. And in the education of wealth generation, there are some other critical components that is required. One is patience, one is self-control, one is and when I say self-control, I am talking about trying not to be too greedy, trying not to be envious. Because a lot of times it's not because we can't, it's because we let the what makes us human, the greed, the selfishness, the lust, the envy, get a better hold of us. And instead of having a long-term plan, thinking not just of ourselves, but our children, our grandchildren. We sometimes make decisions for instant gratification, which prevent us from building wealth. And that is one of the things that we have to fight. And I think it's a very, very, very important component in educating our young people to make right decisions. So when you hear the priest and the pastor teaching of these moral values are really important in how we generate wealth, build wealth for one another. So, Simon, there's so much to say, but, you know, I'll just stop at that and say, you know, good program. I think there has to be a continuation of re-education of our people in terms of what it is to be rich, what it is to earn money, what it is to build wealth. And before I go, I heard the guy talk about the creativity in our society. Too long, our education system had not jived with that long-term growth. We've trained a lot of doctors and lawyers, and people focus so much on the academics. But if you think of it, most lawyers are a cost to a company. Most doctors are a cost of doing business. And it's the creative spirit, the engineers, the people with the creative mind who build things. The Bill Gates and the Mark Zuckerberg who didn't finish college, but they had that creative gene, that creative spirit, that build things. And I think what we need to do, understand is that, you know, at the end of every investment, there has to be something created. And that something that is created of value comes from the individual creativity, talent, the thought. And we need to focus a little bit more on those aspects of our human and personal development to realize the wealth and the wealth generation. But thank you. I'm listening. Good program. And you know, keep it up as always.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much, Lennon. Always wonderful to hear from you. And thank you for your contribution. And, you know, this is such an important conversation, guys, because as Lennon was speaking, one of the things that came to mind is there is an analogy that is often used that if you give a wealthy man and a poor man $1 million and you wait six months, the wealthy man will be richer and the poor man will be poorer. I'm sure you guys have heard this. And it's because of the values, the mindset, the education. So again, it goes back to not how much you're earning, but how are you letting that money earn more money? And money is not a dirty word. Get over it, people. It is important to talk about money. It is healthy to talk about money. We shouldn't shy away from it, because when we shy away from it, our children shy away from it. Lambie, the call, please.
Good evening, caller. Please go ahead with your call.
To me, I understand. Solomon says, you're buying and selling is coming from things and never leave your doorstep. You're buying and selling is coming from things will never leave your doorstep. So the all the emphasis on money, but money doesn't bring you closer to the Father, you know. It makes you far away from the Father, because all your loss is on money. And the man just said, money doesn't make you a bad person, but all you can do is to gain your wealth.
Yes, absolutely, caller. That is a very good point. It is about how you earn that wealth. Are you earning that wealth legitimately? Are you earning that wealth honestly? Or are you stealing to earn that wealth? So you are absolutely correct. Thank you for calling. Yes, Lambie, go ahead.
Good evening, caller. Please go ahead again.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Same very good conversation going on tonight. I remember when Felix came to me and said to me that, you know, you have more money than you think you do. And there I am thinking, hey, I'm living paycheck to paycheck. And how is he telling me that? But once he put me to sit down, put pen on paper and explained to me, I could see where he was coming from. And thank God, you know, I'm doing a lot better than I was doing back then. Good conversation. Keep it going.
Yes, thank you. And thank you, Felix. And that is why we bring on our experts. Because looking at your particular situation, I can help you. When we have experts like Felix on board, excuse me, guys, I'm having a little issue here. But when we have experts like Felix who can direct us, and we have the tools that Chris can provide us with, we need to tap into those resources. And yes, we need to pay them, because that is the thing that is always a concern with our Dominican people. We want the information, but like Felix don't have to buy bread tomorrow for he and his family, right? Chris doesn't have a light bill to pay. I see Chris lights on. It's not free. He's paying somebody for that lights, right? So we have to be willing to pay our professionals for their skills, because that is how they too are building generational wealth for their families. So let us grab some comments from Facebook real quick. I was saying, Wayne Liebert, nice to see you. Sherry, nice to see you. Linda Barron, August, nice to see you. Celia Douglas is also with us. Great to have you on board. Let's get some other names. Joey Lloyd, nice to see you. Thank you for being here. Carl Kofi James, Vanessa Schillingford, great to have you on board. Avril Bertrand, Cecilia Newton, Allison Peltier, nice to have you on board. Athalie George is also with us. Great to have you here. Daphne Paul, Lillian Alexander, Celia George, Joe Boston is here. Ireno Progress is here. Shatter King, Leroy Mitchell, Kendra Bazile, and so many more. Thank you for being here. Thalia Thomas, thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part of the conversation. So let's say some comments. C. Ferrara says, I'm listening to my nephew. So which one is the nephew of C. Ferrara? Please put your hand up. Thanks.
That's me.
Peter Thomas, good evening to you. Jonathan Commodore says, yes, good evening, Dominica. For what it is okay. It's the people that don't understand. It's their time that is limited on this beautiful island. So guys, kind of just take a note if there are any comments that you would like to respond to. Let's see. David Joseph, our biggest problem is that we like to follow the Joneses. Mm-hmm. We would rather have $100 in 1,000 name brand bags or invest in expensive clothes and sneakers than invest in something worthwhile that is going to pay off in the future. Meanwhile, those names behind the name brands continue to build their own personal wealth. And David, not only are they building their own personal wealth, but they're creating the generational wealth for their family. Make sense to you? Sharon Dorival, nice to see you. Wallace Centelier, we took a comment from you. Let's see what else you have to say. I must say that has not, okay, I'm not sure what you're referring to here. So let's take another comment. All right, we took that one before. Maria Lazar, well said, Chris. So thank you guys for being here. Lillian Alexander loves this. Thank you, Lillian. Lauren Del Sol, always great to have you on board, Lauren. Thank you again for bringing Chris to my attention. She said, let's get our kids invested at an early age. Interesting topic. So guys, I'm just going to take one comment per person because we have so many comments. Tina Bell says, when my kids were growing up, like eight years and up, she means, I would give them a little pocket change, which they actually had to earn. I also had individual envelopes for them, one save, one church for their offering, and one nitty-gritties. Believe me, it got them into knowing how to budget. Very good. Carl Kofi James, nice to see you. Great vibes. Our children definitely need to be educated early on the value of money beyond just having it to spend, but rather how to use it to invest and generate wealth for the future. Thank you, Carl, for this. Christine Bernadette says, my son, keep up the good work. I'm proud of you. God bless. Who does Christine Bernadette Bino Roberts belong to? Do you guys recognize that name? Felix again. I feel like we're on a game show. Chris, come on. Catch up. Oh, that's funny. JESP says, very insightful and intriguing conversation, gentlemen. Well spoken. Okay, let's see who else we have real quick. Scroll down, get another comment from someone else. Greg Baptist, good evening all. So guys, thank you so much for being here to be a part of this conversation. Petra Carbon George, always nice to see you. Wallace says, we are the most vulnerable. The risk associated with Dominica is much higher than any other Caribbean island. Thank you for that. David Lanclos, always great to have you on with us. So just taking a few of the comments on Facebook real quick. Fuel Dedashin, great information. Thanks for sharing. your time, knowledge, and expertise. Alistair Irish, always great to see you. I'm always locked in, Doc. You know that. Yes, Alistair, I know that you're always locked in. And we appreciate you. Yes, so that comment about the brand names. And I always think to myself, so let me get this right. I'm going to pay $600 for some name brand bag, and then I'm going to advertise for you for free because your logo is all outside the bag. I just never got the concept of why we are so consumed with looking wealthy by purchasing these name brands. So any thoughts on that, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was just going to say one of the things I find, you know, most interesting about the allure of purchasing name brand is we are essentially giving money to another family and then wearing the emblem of another family.
Advertising for them.
Advertising for another family instead of saying, I'm going to take those dollars and invest them in my family. And I think that that kind of goes back to why our, you know, our wealth doesn't transfer generation to generation, right? We oftentimes our parents or our elders will work to create a life for ourselves or for our younger group. And then the entitlement or the lack of needing to work hard for our money leads us to lose that wealth within a generation. And I think if we are, if we have the right education system with our children and have the right principles from a young age, it'll only, you know, produce the outcomes to retain that generational wealth. If you look at, you know, a lot of wealthy families, it's very evident why why wealth does not pass down generation to generation or why it does, right? If you look at wealthy families, wealth that lasts more than one generation is because the family has structured an investment plan for their children's future, whether it be a trust, whether it be, you know, investment accounts. There's guidelines and restrictions that are placed on children's funding, right? The parents have worked hard to attain the wealth, but that wealth is just not handed over flippantly. They're saying, we have this money, we've earned it. If you do X, Y, and Z, you will receive the benefits of my hard work. And through that, you will be able to invest in your own hard work. And in that way, you retain the wealth within your family generation to generation. But when the money comes too easy or we don't understand the work that went into it, it, you know, it goes out the door. It goes to these name brands. It goes to these companies. And we're essentially funding the wealth of other families that don't look like us. So I think that is a fundamental principle that we have to teach our children about retaining wealth within the family, keeping it within our community, having the ability to, you know, afford to give back to our country, invest in our country, and not invest in, you know, other assets that don't serve us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Felix, I want to come to you, but since the time is speeding by, I also want to make sure, Chris, that we can share the link to your book. So if you have, is it available on Amazon?
Yes, it is available on Amazon worldwide. I will send you a link.
Yes, send me the link and I can post it on Facebook so that everyone can click on it. And I will also mention it for our radio listeners as well. Felix, you wanted to add to that topic? Name brands?
On the topic of name brands, I'll just say that is something that is basically all over the world, mm-hmm. really and truly. I'm sure Dominica is not the country that's spending all the money on name brands. You know, but I think with purchasing name brands, I wouldn't say that is really the issue. Is basically, you see, I always start with creating a budget, and with the budget, you just have the power of telling your money where to go. So if you're earning your money and you choose to buy name brands, I don't see a problem with that, as long as at the end of the day, you're not complaining that you cannot purchase food, right? As an example. You know, so I remember I met this lady who, surprisingly, she was actually in her 50s, right? And when I sat down with her and we were creating a budget, she spent about $500 a month on just clothes, right? But at the same time, she was crying that she's not able to pay off her loan on time. And you see, with just that situation there, that is just a typical situation that is in a lot of people's lives, where it's like, okay, if you can put all that money towards that, how about you try probably cutting that in half? Like, let's say if we're using a number of $500 every month, if you say, okay, instead of putting, how about trying to put like $250 out of that $500 towards paying off a bill or towards building wealth? Because the thing is just because you have so much time is basically one of the most important things in building wealth. The more time you have, is the more your wealth can actually compound, right? Compound interest is one of the greatest wonders in the world, and time is where what you have on your side with it. So if you see you can actually just make sure you're allocating your money in the right places, not just on the name brands, because really and truly, looking from a long-term perspective, that really will not do much for you. Yes, you have to look good because you have to present yourself good. Plus, you look good, you feel good, right? Mm-hmm. So if that is what that's going to make you, you know, get you to basically be, you know, who you are, because the way we dress also is an expression of ourselves, right? So if that is how you want to express yourselves and so forth, no problem, but just basically put first things first, you know, like prioritize, do not basically take a loan just to buy a shirt or a shoe, you know, so to speak, right? And just make sure your basic needs are met. You invest or you save first, then you spend. Don't spend, then save, because you'll just never end up saving. But I think it's just a matter of just putting the first things first, having priorities, you know, and if your priorities are in line, then, you know, go ahead and buy whatever else you can afford to buy, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's what I just said.
Just to build off that quickly, the way yes. I like to frame that conversation I have with myself about where my money goes is I say I pay myself first, right? I get my paycheck and the money that I earned, how much of it can I keep in-house? So whether it's directing $100 to investments, $100 to savings, $100 to crypto, whatever it may be, I pay myself first. I don't pay my mortgage first. I don't pay my light bill first. I don't give my money to other companies first. I pay myself first and I pay my bills second, because at the end of the day, I am most important to myself. I need to retain my wealth. And sometimes when we pay all these other entities first, then we look, well, I don't have enough to spend. I don't have enough to have fun. But if you pay yourself first, it goes a long way to ensuring that you are keeping at least some of that cash in-house, because obviously there are, you know, a lot of living expenses that we do have to, you know, incur in that money that we put out month to month. So paying yourself first is a principle that I like to live by.
Okay, yeah, and I like that Felix, I'm coming to you. I like that Felix had mentioned do it as an auto saving. Because mm-hmm. if we wait to get it done when we receive that paycheck, it's simply not going to work. So just set it up as an auto payment so that it automatically goes into your savings account. You don't have to think about it. It's one less thing that you have to be concerned about on a monthly basis. Felix, go ahead.
Yeah, just one last thing I wanted to say, which is it's not financial advice, but one thing I just wanted to mention. Please, people, try to educate yourself on some cryptocurrencies, because Chris just mentioned it, and I personally, thank God, one of my clients is the one who actually got me into it. So I personally been in it since 2019. And, you know, a lot of the people around me, I put them on game. I think it's like right now, just based on what I understand from it, we're basically in a critical part of the cycle. So I hope that people actually educate themselves on it. By what I mean by the critical part of the cycle, look at like the Bitcoin halving, which is going to happen in April. I think that is something to educate yourself on. If you take anything from this, like from this show about wealth creation, this is probably one of the easiest ways you can actually go and create wealth. No matter who you are, no matter what your skin color is, or no matter how you're sounding, or how ugly or pretty you are, okay? Mm-hmm. Please go and educate yourself on some cryptocurrencies, because it's a marvelous time, in my opinion, to get in. And this is not financial advice, it's just, you know, something I want to put my people on.
Right. Yeah. And I think that is another conversation that we have to have, Felix, and I would be happy if you could educate us on that, because I think there's so much misinformation out there. There's so much skepticism, especially when you hear about the guy, what was his name? Fry, I believe his last name was.
Sam Bankman-Fried.
Yes. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, Sam Bankman-Fried was his name. Yeah, he was.
Yes. And what happened in his particular case? You know, do you know more clearly than I do, Chris? Can you tell us about that?
So he was eventually, it was a bit of a Ponzi, what we refer to as a Ponzi scheme. Right. So he was using investor dollars to fund his own life and his own investments. And I think this really is a fundamental problem when it comes to investing in the Black community. As soon as something sounds good, or we get a taste of success, something like this happens, and we say, well, I told you this investing thing wasn't for us. I told you it was all a scam. And there's now a new out or a new excuse on why you shouldn't invest. Oftentimes, we get scared out of the market, whereas other communities will still continue to pour cash into these assets and watch them grow. So obviously, as Felix mentioned, this is not financial advice, but the way I like to go after it is I like to put money into the top players in whatever space may be. So investing can seem overcomplicated. I think they purposely or intentionally make it seem very complicated to sort of keep certain communities out of investing. But the way I look at it, even if it is crypto, I invest in the top crypto, which would be Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm. Yes, go ahead.
Just a perspective I want to share, right? And it's on my own personal perspective, right? In speaking of crypto, because a lot of people think they have to be like a crypto guru before they put any money into crypto and so forth. But here's what I just want to share, right? If you see you can afford to put just $1,000 into it, right? Put it, okay? Just put it. Now, the perspective about that is, okay, let's say you never place that $1,000. Now, all you have in your pocket is still that $1,000. There's two things that could happen if you actually put it in. That $1,000, it could lose value, or that $1,000, it could honestly even go to zero. If that is the case, right, God knows you can go and make another $1,000, right? Money is a renewable resource. That $1,000 just went to someone else's pocket. And everyone has the money that you want to put into your pocket because the wealth is there, right? Now, what if you put that $1,000 in, right? And it actually made that money for you. Now you're onto something. But if you never put it in, right? What the hell can you do for yourself? Nothing. If you never put it in, like, and it actually went to, let's say that $1,000 turned to $3,000 as an example. Tell me, at that point, what action can you do? You cannot do anything at that point in time, right? But if it lost, you can go and make it back. Or if it lost value, yes, you can make that those dollars back. But you tried something and you learned something, right? And if it won, then guess what? You won. But the way that you lose is by basically doing nothing about it and waiting until you are some guru on it, when basically the whole train leaves you down, right? And you just didn't make anything. So that is another thing that is actually critical, is just our inaction is what that actually keeps us behind as a people in general. Mm-hmm. You know, inaction is basically a decision. And that is something that, you know, like with inaction, there's nothing for that. Right. Mm-hmm. So,
absolutely. And I went ahead and posted Chris's Canada and US Amazon links, but the link is a little bit long. So Chris, just tell us again the name of the book so that folks can look it up on Amazon Canada or US.
So no matter where you are in the world, you'll be able to find it on Amazon. But if you search Wesley Wants a T-Rex, or you search Wesley Wants a T-Rex.
T-Rex. Okay.
Or you search by the title, which the series title, The Little CEOs, you'll be able to find it on Amazon as well, just by searching.
Right. So I think that one is easier. So for our radio listeners, and again, wherever you are in the world, you have access to Amazon, you can order it. So I think the easiest thing to remember would be The Little CEOs.
Yes.
I think we can all agree. So simply go on Amazon and type in The Little CEO if you have a child that you want to begin educating. Because again, we do not want our children to start where we started. Many of us did not have a good foundation, a good financial. Thank you, Jonathan, for posting it. We did not have a good foundation. We had a negative relationship with money. And now we are finding we have to educate ourselves. So imagine what would happen if we begin to educate our children at an even younger age. So guys, I really want to thank you guys for joining us for this conversation. And I think we also have to think beyond just funding education. So we know about the 529 plans. We know there's an option in Canada. And if anybody wants more information about this particular plans, we would be more than happy to share Felix's information. Felix, go ahead and send me your contact information in the private chat, and I will be happy to share it with our audience before we wind down. And we also have another great financial advisor, Mr. Havis Badwill. So Havis Badwill is a fantastic financial advisor. So if you're in the U.S. and you want to begin having that conversation about planning, whether it is as simple as a budget, let us stop being intimidated by money. Let us stop thinking that, we do not need to focus on money, because money is our future. Money is the future of our children. So whether it is saving for retirement, which we all hope that we will be able to one day do, or whether it is saving to be able to put our children through school, it is an important conversation. So I can recommend other financial experts. So you can simply email me. My email address is pushpast10@gmail.com. So again, that is pushpast10.com. So that's the website. The email is @gmail.com. So pushpast10@gmail.com. And no, this is not a financial endorsement. Nobody's paying me to promote my people. But I think it is important that we are able to share our people as a resource so that we can advance our brothers and sisters in Dominica and elsewhere. So guys, the last thing I want us to touch on today, because we've been talking a lot about, you know, planning for the future in terms of education, but just in general, in terms of building generational wealth, what else should we be looking at? So let us talk about the importance of, for example, paying down your debt, because many of us, I think the credit card debt in America at this point, in the U.S. at this point, is in the trillions. Mm-hmm. Americans now own trillions, with a T, trillions of dollars in credit card debt. So let us talk about the other ways that we build that generational wealth that we're talking about. So the importance of reducing debt, the importance of potentially buying a home, whether you're in Dominica, the US, Canada, the UK, wherever you are, how do we build, how do we gain those assets as part of our portfolio so that we have something to leave to our children in the future?
You know, you mentioned Havis Badwill. Yeah, big up to him. One thing that I know that he would be talking about here too is life insurance. I think life insurance is something that not only creates wealth, but it protects our wealth as well. Because a lot of us, even if we actually have a lot of wealth, when we pass away, it ends up going to the government or to some other kind of institution because we didn't protect it properly. So I hope that a lot of us, because I've been seeing progress with it, but a lot of us, our mindset or our perspective on life insurance does need to improve. Mm-hmm. So that we look at it as another wealth building tool, because it is really the fastest way that you can create wealth. And by saying that, what I mean, it's like, okay, if you're someone who have nothing, right, basically, at least, you know, you have kids, or, you know, if you have debt or whatever it is, instantly wealth is created basically upon your death. That's the cash with life insurance, is that for it to be of any benefit, something bad has to happen, right? That's it. But I think we should really, you know, just look at life insurance as well as another tool for wealth creation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's, yes, I'm coming to you, Chris, and it's yet another misconception, because Dominicans just have a fear of life insurance until something tragic, unfortunately, happens. So if you are someone who has anybody dependent on you, so if you're a single mom and you have children who rely on you, if you're a father, you have children, nephews, nieces that are reliant on you, if you can think of anyone who is dependent, should have life insurance. If your children are all grown and they all have their careers, you don't need life insurance. They're grown and they can take care of themselves. But if anybody depends on you, and no, life insurance does not mean that you want the person to die. I cannot tell you how many times I have heard this. From the time people start talking about life insurance, the first comment is, but you want me to die, man. Why you want me to get life insurance? As if the life insurance is going to kill you. So we have to change that mindset.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, you know, I have never met someone who's not going to die. So I don't know why they say this. They make that comment, because I don't know anyone who's not going to die. Yes. Like, basically, it's kind of like a guaranteed way to ensure that the people who's dependent on you, as you mentioned, actually has something, you know, should you pass.
Definitely need to look at life insurance as just another financial tool, because that's essentially what it boils down to. It comes back to that, you know, those uncomfortable conversations that we want to have with our family members. We don't really want to speak about money. Nobody really wants to speak about death. But life insurance is just a fantastic tool that we don't utilize in our community. And if you look at sometimes why we don't retain wealth generation to generation, is because when we do pass, we do not have the correct measures in place to ensure that our wealth is being transferred. As Felix kind of has alluded to, I may not have $1 million, but I may have a policy for $1 million, right? So upon my death, wealth has been generated that will be passed to my children and potentially my grandchildren, depending on how I structure my life insurance plan. Life insurance also is a fantastic tool to generate wealth in current day. So speaking about myself, I have a life insurance plan where I can essentially take loans against my policy, right? So I can use the current plan and I can draw from what is considered my death benefit. So let's say my death benefit is $1 million and I need 10 grand. I could take 10 grand from my life insurance policy plan. If I was to, God forbid, pass without paying that policy back, my plan would now be, you know, $900,090. I would reduce my plan by $10,000 at my passing, but I would still have generated wealth for my family and for my heirs. So life insurance is a fantastic tool. Depending on how your plan is structured, and you have to work with an advisor, but you can gain interest, be paid dividends on your life insurance plan. So you're actually, you know, back to our earlier conversation about soldiers creating money for you, your life insurance plan is continuously, creating cash. And to the point I made about taking a loan against the policy, let's say my policy, I take a loan of $10,000. The fantastic thing about life insurance is that you don't disrupt the compounding, and this is all dependent on how your plan is structured. You have to work with an advisor. But if your plan is structured correctly, if I wanted to take a loan against my policy, I wouldn't interrupt the compounding, which is the most important factor of any investment. It's the compound interest. It's the time that you need for your assets to grow. So I really want life insurance to be a first and foremost conversation in our community to ensure that our wealth is staying within us and being passed down from generation.
Yeah, and another important tool that we have at our disposal that we don't make use of is a will and final testament, because we may have a home that we want to ensure generational wealth goes on to our next generation. But without a will and final testament, that thing is going to end up in probate. It's going to end up around the world, and the government is going to take their portion. And also very important to think that if you have a child under 18, here in the U.S., that child cannot inherit any of your property. So the need for a trust. So all this is just putting the information out there. I don't want us to get overwhelmed with this information. I want us to take it one step at a time. So let us just start with a budget. Let us just start with what Felix talked about, directing our money, where this money needs to go. Because I think what we will find is that when we do a budget, we will see where we are spending too much and how we are able to redirect that money to be able to get to where we want to be. So not a conversation to be intimidated by. Don't say you do not have time. We all have a couple of minutes a day where we are spending time on social media. Maybe we shouldn't be so much on social media. Or maybe we should take a break from the television and simply take a pen and paper, get a notebook so you can keep track of everything and just write down your expenses. And you will be amazed when you see how much you're paying for the cell phone. So, you know, just a very good way to start. But guys, I also want you to provide me with your email addresses in case anybody wants to reach out to you. So go ahead and post that in the private chat so I can share it. So if anyone wants to get in touch with you, they can do so. But let's take a couple more comments before we wind down. Daria Eugene, nice to see you. She says, I agree with you, Felix. After working hard to earn money, one should not feel guilty about that same money to feel good. It's not all about saving for the future. Life is short. Live well within a reason, of course. Yes, balance, balance, balance. The importance of balance. And Wallace says, need to understand investments or portfolios before investing. And that's why we bring out the experts. And that's why we give you their contact information so that you too can be informed and you can learn and you don't get overwhelmed. I just think that many of us get overwhelmed and we shut down because we don't understand the concept. So rather than say, oh, let me have Felix or Havis Badwill or Chris Mitchell explain this to me, we just shut it down and we move on to other things that seem less overwhelming. Marshall says, good evening. Is cryptocurrency uncontrolled, not traceable by banking institutions? That's what I've heard. Anybody want to comment on that? Marshall had a good question. So let me repeat it again. Is cryptocurrency uncontrolled, not traceable by banking institution? That's what I have heard. Any thoughts on that, guys?
So I don't have all the facts, but good. I know that they have recently brought in some regulations around crypto. Yes, before it was a little bit, it was what they call unregulated. But mm-hmm. I think now that the U.S. government has brought in some regulations, and what you can also, you know, sort of hold your hat on is that some of the largest investment firms have now began to invest in crypto. So when I see Fidelity Investments or I see, you know, hedge funds, BlackRock investing in cryptocurrency, you can have confidence that these large players in the financial space are not going to put their cash in an asset that they don't believe in. They're going to invest their money where they know they can make money. So it does give a little bit more legitimacy to the crypto space. And I think, you know, mentioning the issue with Sam Bankman-Fried earlier with the Ponzi scheme, I think that, you know, that highlighted an issue in the crypto market. And now with the set regulations that have been put in place, I think you have a little bit more confidence in investing in the crypto space.
Mm-hmm. Felix, any thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, I actually have to back up Chris on that one, you know, because, you know, like, I know that BlackRock, especially because I follow BlackRock a lot because they're the largest investment firm in the world. These guys basically have probably more money than God, yep. You know, so it's like, I remember years ago, I was actually looking at some of the places that they put money in, and I saw that there was this one stock I was looking at the time, Riot Blockchain, and I realized that they bought a lot of that company stock, right? And I actually followed what they did, and it turned out well, right? Because these guys, whatever you see BlackRock doing, it's probably wise to just follow whatever these guys do because they really control a lot of the market. Now, as like just about you know, whether it's unregulated, untraceable, and all that stuff. In a sense, whenever I say, that's all over the internet. Sometimes I tend to think like it might be a distraction, yes. In a sense, to be perfectly honest. Because the thing is, while all that is happening, so many of the big boys are buying it while people while people focused on, oh, is it traceable, untraceable? Cash isn't traceable, mm-hmm. right? They say there was a time when there was a story about like, oh, drug dealers and everybody using it. drug dealers been using cash since the beginning of time, you know? So it's like, that is just like such petty distractions to just keep certain people out of it. But it's like, no, we're still at the beginning of it, you know, just from my understanding. And again, it's not financial advice, but we still are kind of like in the beginning of where it is to be, because right now the crypto market is about 1 trillion and what is expected to come to it within the next 1 to 2 years is about a $4 to $6 trillion, right? So from 1 trillion to 4 to 6 trillion, and they're trying to make you think of whether or not it's traceable or whatnot. Now, here's a fun fact. The cryptocurrencies, they're probably the most traceable asset there is because of the blockchain, right? Anyone can access the blockchain and see every single cryptocurrency transaction, you know? So if you actually want to trace it, just visit the blockchain. It's there on the internet for everyone to see.
Yeah, so I think, guys, we have to have another conversation about this. So we have to do another program. I'm also open to, if you want to do seminars, trainings, teaching people how to do budgets, continuing getting that exposure so that our community know that these are the faces of the people we need to speak to when we have questions. Because I'm sure everybody on Facebook and everybody who's listening to us on the radio and YouTube, I'm sure they have other questions, but there's only so much we can cover in 2 hours. So I went ahead and shared your email addresses. And for our listeners on the radio, Felix is felix9144@gmail.com. I will repeat that, felix9144@gmail.com. And Chris is christopherskyler.mitchell@gmail.com. So Christopher, christopherskyler.mitchell, mitchell@gmail.com. And if you do not catch the email addresses, you know my email address. I'll be more than happy to link you to them. Pushpast10@gmail.com, pushpast10@gmail.com. Let's see here. We have Clarilyn Washington. Good night. I'm watching, Clarilyn. Remember, you can always catch the replay of this program. So if anyone tuned in late and you would like to find out what's happened in the beginning, YouTube and Facebook, Q95 FM Radio, and Pushpast 10 on Facebook. So we want to thank everyone who joined us. Maureen Massicott, very informative financial advice. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. And Maureen, again, you need to educate me more on crypto. Felix, so again, Maureen, I just gave out his email address. So you can get...
She has my information. She's actually a client of mine as well, yeah.
So yeah, here you go. So you already have the link up, Maureen. So give him a shout. So guys, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Any final thoughts as we wind down?
No, I just want to say thank you so much for the opportunity. This was amazing. And I very much enjoyed myself having the opportunity to speak with all of you and having the opportunity to speak with the Dominican people. I think we are taking the right steps to educate our people. It is not rocket science. They make it seem a lot more difficult than it is. In the age of technology, the tools are at our disposal, podcasts, YouTube, books, the abilities are all present. We just need to take the action to ensure that we are educating ourselves and passing that information down to our children and younger generation.
Yes, and we're going to continue this conversation because we certainly have to talk about those podcasts, YouTube and books as resources for our people. Jennifer Coffey, nice to see you. She says, good program. Thank you so much. Felix, over to you. Your final thoughts?
Oh, yes. What I'd just like to leave the people with is, as you know, anybody that's actually build any kind of meaningful wealth, there's a certain level of risk you have to take. So just to kind of, give the people who are afraid to like get into, you know, something that's new and something that they don't know much about. Even me, I didn't know too much about it. And the kind of a person is, if I just understand a little basic, I'm going to put money into it and then I'm going to learn about it while I go. Because the thing is, you have that emotional attachment to money. And when it's in it, trust me, you're going to invest the time to actually learn more about it, you know? So I would just say, you know, manage your risk, as in, like, you know, you have a certain amount that if you know you can lose it and it won't affect your lifestyle, then go for it. But there's an element of risk that you have to put in anything that is new or anything that, you know, you think that you could get into. Because, I mean, it is a valid concern to be, like, concerned about the money losing, right? About the money going to dust, really and truly. That is a valid concern. But I think everyone who has amassed a great amount of wealth has actually gone through that, you know? And if you're not willing to put in that work, it's like kind of like you like you. It's like you kind of like want to light fire, but you don't want to take the smoke. The risk is the smoke that comes with this, you know? So you have to take the risk, and that's what I just like to live with.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Felix. This has been a wonderful conversation. It's the beginning of a conversation that I hope that we will continue as we work to educate our community. And if you're listening and you're watching us right now, if you don't remember anything, just think of starting at the beginning. So a simple budget, where is my money going every month? What simple changes can I make so that I am not necessarily trying to earn more money, but I'm thinking of how my money can make more money? Those little soldiers, Felix, that image is going to stay in my head for the rest of the night. Those little soldiers recruiting more soldiers in terms of money. And also the importance of paying down debt, the impulse buying that many of us do is not working in our favor. So have a budget. Have a budget for birthdays. Have a budget for Christmas. We all overspend on Christmas. And as a matter of fact, this is the time of the year when a lot of people get depressed because now they're seeing the credit card statements and realizing just how much money they spent on Christmas. So the importance of having a budget, the importance of paying down the so that now the focus begins to be on building that generation.
You are listening to Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone. If you live in Canada, the US, and the UK and are looking for Dominica products, including cocoa sticks, bay rum, coffee, soaps, crafts, and other popular Dominica items, then look no further. You can now shop on buydominicaonline.com, a secure, easy-to-navigate website selling a wide variety of Dominica-made and Dominica-inspired products. When you shop on buydominicaonline.com, you are helping to grow Dominica's economy. Go to buydominicaonline.com and enjoy home away from home.
Listening to the second portion of an interview we did with Mr. Felix Thomas Jr. and Mr. Christopher Mitchell out in Canada on the importance of generational wealth. So I hope you found value in this particular interview, and I hope you will continue to join us for Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone every Tuesday from 5:30 Eastern Standard Time right here on TDN Radio. So I always look forward to this time together, and I want us to remember that we need to tap into our potential every day, every week, every hour, so that we are able to achieve those important goals that we have set out for ourselves. So until we meet again right back here next week at the same time, I remember your challenges, the challenges you faced in life, have prepared you for the challenges that you face today. So remember to stay strong, stay positive, stay active, and stay engaged. Until we meet again right back here for another episode of Untapped Potential, you have yourself a productive week.